Monday, July 24th, Board of Equalization at 9:30 a.m. Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Let's call the Board of Equalization to order. We'll stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. We call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob. Oh, Bob.
Here.
Bob.
Yes. Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Scott's here twice.
Lots of yeses. Okay, we got the number one on the... We got the protest hearings. It's 9:38. Anyways, the board to review and the property valuation protest by considering all the pages related to the protest and the findings of the recommendations of the referees, and may make the order recommended by the referees or any other order by the judgment of the county of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referees. So. To hear additional testimonies or set, may set aside such findings to hear the protest anew. So, we have X amount of them to go through today, and I know we have some people from the audience. I know I talked to Leo via text, so there's going to be a few people, so we'd like to hit them first so we can get these people moving on.
So, we'll start with, I think it's Tortoisen.
Yep.
194.
Okay, 1323 Nottoway Road, that's on the river there, 2.34 acres of land. The valuation was $294,155 there. The homeowners are requesting a valuation of $200,000. They were asking justification for the addition of $65,000 increase. Looking at the record looked okay as far as going through on the website. Owner stated that he purchased the property in 2015 for $148,000, and since then they've put a $30,000 slab addition onto it. Land value in the opinion of the owners is okay. And they were asking, why is the outbuilding valued at $18,180? We reviewed the quality and condition of the property there and the square footage of the building, the dwelling. All of that looked okay. Quality is 2.5 and the condition is 3. Okay.
Are these the images?
Yeah.
Okay, how much land, how many acres is it?
2.34
acres.
Yep.
Can you go back, will you scroll back up where it shows the property and then the buildings? Like right there, back down a little bit. Sorry. This is actual one
right
more
here.
Down the street, just where the that there is correct right there, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if it'll let me turn it around.
To answer the question about the value of the outbuildings, the assessor's office did a conversion of software between 2022 and 2023. On the new conversion, the outbuildings were broken out into a separate line item, and you can see on the screen there at the lower right hand corner the separate value for that outbuilding, 18,000. $3,100. So that is the reason for that figure showing up in the numbers that were sent out by the on the notification.
So previous to this year, it wasn't broken out separately.
No,
it was just
it was
so it was the residents.
It
was an additional charge for an outbuilding. It was just broken out
in
the
two separate.
Correct. There was not an additional charge for the outbuilding. The outbuilding value in the past was incorporated into the dwelling. And we're going to run into that several times here throughout our session today, there, because that was the question that was asked several times.
Okay.
No other information was provided. And therefore, I recommended no change in the value of the property there at $294,155.
Are there comparables in that area on Nottoway on the river up there?
This is on the river in Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't know that we had that many sales. I think we did just comparables.
There wasn't any real sales in that immediate area. But looking at the neighborhood in general there, we did indicate that it looks fairly equalized throughout the whole area there. So that is one thing that value is indicating on our...
Did you guys have some things you wanted to add?
Oh, I definitely do.
Yeah.
Leo, why don't you... take a few minutes and give us what you would like to state?
Certainly.
Leo or Barb, I'd rather listen to Barb than Leo. No offense, Leo.
Okay. Wish me to address the relief here.
If you don't mind just coming up to the podium real quick and just stating your name and address for the record, please. Thank you.
Okay, good morning all. My name is Leo Tortoiseau, 1323 Nottoway Road. I'm here to bring up some more comments of our situation there with protesting the property increase. First of all, I'd like to say the gentleman that interviewed me, I thought he did a really good job. I disagree with everything you said just about. But you were very polite, you were very, very polite, and you were very, what I thought was thorough. I don't think you... From what your outcome in here is, that you understood what I was saying, or you disagree with me. Whatever the case may be, I disagree with you.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring up a couple of things, and I'll be as brief as I can. And I'm going to miss a whole lot of points that I should make that I'll think of later. I should have said this, should have said that. So I don't think I discussed this with...
Frank.
Yeah. I would have gotten that sooner or later. But one thing I want to talk about is where we live. When I say we, I'm talking collective, the people who live in our little area. It's Nottoway Road, which is adjacent to the river, runs parallel with. And depending on where you live, there's 5 to 8 miles of gravel road there. And the road is still, on a good day, you can consider it a road. Other days, it's nothing... Really, nothing more than a trail. It gets terrible in so many places. And it's nothing new. It's been like that. And I'm not saying that anybody's doing a bad job. I'm just saying those are the conditions. And with that considered, the location where we are is not Omaha Riverfront property. The value of our land is not near what would be worth in Omaha or another area similar to something like that. Not apples and apples here. And with that said, if you consider where we live, the value even of our buildings is devalued because of the location. Most people don't want to live on the river. Most people are afraid of the river. And that destroys the value of your property, whether it's land or even the buildings. And then when you throw in the 5 to 8 miles of gravel, we only have in a pool, if you were to put your property up for sale, you eliminate 95% of your potential buyers just because of the river and because of the road. Simple as that. It makes a huge difference in the value of things. also out there, being on the river, everybody up and down the line there has and has had both those things. Trouble with the bank. The bank is constantly eroding and things are slipping away. Our house, for instance, actually tilts towards the river. I don't know why. I'm not a geologist, but I know that it does. I know people that have a lot of foundation problems, and everybody is losing bank. In the short time we've been there, we have seen our bank that noticeably taper down, sloping greater and greater into the river. And I'm not saying that we need to run away because it's so scary. I'm just saying that that's what it is. It's not Omaha frontage land.
But it is, hey, you got a hell of a view and it is peaceful, isn't it?
If you love it, you love it.
Exactly.
And if you don't, you hate it.
Yep. Well,
that's the whole thing.
Yep. But this is what I'm looking at. As far as roads, obviously, Frank and Sam, they have nothing to do with roads, okay? I'm just throwing that out there real quick to you, Leo, because we've had other people say, well, what about the, you know, I'm on a dirt road. Well, these guys are just looking at structures, house, land is what they're looking at. They're not looking at from A to B how to get there, okay? I'm just letting you know that. And as far as, you know, the lean-in standpoint, I don't know what I'm not saying that you're not telling the truth, but I've never heard of such a thing out there from anybody saying that their house is leaning, I guess is all I'm saying, or it's going towards the river.
Well, I know you've had to have heard of foundation problems and footing troubles.
Out there? Yeah. Me personally, I have not. But I don't, you know, the assessor would know more about that than...
No, nobody, and we had guys out there 2 years ago that did the review and nobody said anything to them.
Well, it's kind of funny, when the assessors came out to do this review, nobody spoke with me.
You wouldn't let them on the property.
I don't know why you're saying that. That's not true.
Josh was out there, and he was not allowed on the property.
That's not true.
Well, neither
of you are there. I don't know who Josh is, and I did not discuss anything with Josh.
He was a contractor.
Okay, still, that did not happen.
Well, neither here or there, we don't know, you know, whatever that be, what it is. But okay, is there? Yes, there is.
That was something that Frank brought up. You said that it seemed to be kind of equal along the way down there in Nottoway. That's easy to believe because almost everybody out there had huge price increases with the same concerns as me. What's the justification for that? There's not been any recent sales. I understand what you're saying. It seems to be pretty balanced. That's because everybody got jumped up at the same time.
You still have to be within a certain percentage of the market, regardless of the percentage.
Once again, where's the market come from?
The county.
Or the county?
Rural market.
Okay.
You're considered rural.
Yeah, the county as a whole, Leo.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not riverfront properties. We have to do all rural properties.
That leads me to a question. I'd like to know, how do you value the land out there? Now, a couple years ago, I was told when we had that huge increase, and it wasn't just me, it was everybody, that the first acres can value at $40,000, mm-hmm. Second acre $25,000. Well, that's what I was told.
Yeah,
by one of the mediators during that time period. And after that, every acre was $10,000 an acre for property like such as ours, mm-hmm. Meaning that not farm ground, more like residential, an acreage. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, Frank told me that's not true. It's not like that at all. So I'm just wondering, what is it?
That's how it is.
I didn't indicate that there wasn't. There's a land table. And what you've described is the land table. And that's how the land is valued.
Yeah, well, you told me that was not, there was not a formula. You told me that it was based on the whole thing. You have to consider everything.
Yeah, you have to consider it. But it's based on, you know, land sales, but there is a table that the assessor's office has.
Okay.
Maybe I misled you. I'm sorry if I did, but you know there is the land table that is utilized to value.
Okay. Well, I guess there are a lot of things I can say, but I can see I'm up against a brick wall here. So.
When Josh went out, did he talk to Leo?
He talked to somebody. They wouldn't let him on the property.
You don't remember meeting with anybody out there?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't be afraid to talk to him or anybody else.
How long ago was Josh out there?
2 years.
2 years ago?
Last year? Yeah, we did it over the last 2 years.
So are these pictures up to date?
Yeah.
Of this property?
Yeah.
This is just lately?
Yeah.
2002, I think it said on.
22.
Or 22, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you, so you somebody was there then?
Well, I don't know if those pictures are. We were out there in 22.
Do you have a pool out there?
Yes.
We don't have a picture of that.
Because I didn't see a pool on the deal there. Because if you have, that should be listed if there's a pool, shouldn't it?
I think we measured it from the aerial. I can go get the card where he commented on it. I'll go get the card.
Okay.
What's the parcel ID number, Sam?
It is 220057427.
What was the value on that building?
18,000.
Could you build that for that, Leo?
I'm not disputing that, but I am disputing this. I understand the separation when you, now there's a value based on outbuildings. I get that, because it was all in one package and it's been separated. But I don't understand the $65,000 increase. I'm not questioning the value of the $18,000, but how did it get to be $65,000 up? Mm-hmm. And that's buildings only. That's no land increase. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's as far as I know, that is always, it's a sales, right? Frank or Sam? I mean, it's that's the only, or one of the main drivers, right, of not only your value, but a lot of mine, Troy's, Scott's.
Well, farmland, it's just, unfortunately, it's that we know we're living in a hot commodity market with homes right now. I mean, period. I don't care if you're in the middle of South Sioux City, or if you're on the outskirts, or if you're along the river. Everything is hot.
It's not like 2 years ago. It's completely different today, Scott.
Right. It's up and down.
There's no question.
It's but these guys, I mean, and Christy, I mean, they deal with that all day. Just like Troy deals with cars and Scott deals with trucks and but that's what they do all day.
I understand that.
I have some rental property, but they have a little house, and Homer by one of my houses, just a little 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom house, basement, doesn't finish, 1-car garage, and it just sold for $170,000. I mean, so I'm...
Which is...
It's ridiculous what stuff's selling for, right?
It's more because
of the lack of inventory than what it's actually worth. I mean, there's just
supply and demand, right?
There's just not enough homes, because it's... mine went up, a little more. Yours did, too, and I just... You look around, and I scratch my head, and then I look at the sale, what stuff's selling for, and I just can't believe what it does sell for.
Yeah.
Those little 900 square foot homes down around 27th, 28th, 29th, those things, hell, those are $160,000 homes now, and I just cannot imagine that.
Yeah.
Of what? 820?
826 of 20.
Oh, 20.
Okay, and what was the discussion?
Spoke with owner Gate, stated no changes since addition. What's that say? Pole shed not full inspection.
Not full inspection.
The pictures he took were from the road.
Okay, I don't go into agree that conversation did happen, but nobody was turned away.
Well, he was told he couldn't come on the properties, but he told us that
well,
he
Well, that's
to
not
the
true.
Office.
That is absolutely not true.
Leo, I always end up with the $64,000 question. Is the number, whatever number we have on our property that they have on it, would we sell it for that? And if the answer is no, then we're in the ballpark. But if
I think,
and that's
I
all
think,
I'm saying.
Yeah, to answer that question, if I wanted to sell it.
Right.
Okay, if I wanted to sell it, that would be a good place to start.
Tell me it's too low. You would.
No. I'm saying that, why wouldn't you ask that for it?
Well, sure.
I wouldn't expect to get it. And also, based on all the things, the evidence that I believe to be evidence, mm-hmm. the facts that I stated, I believe to be facts. Mm-hmm. It's a tough market
yeah.
if you want to live there.
Yeah.
And that has a huge impact on what the value is. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it costs to build it. If the market value is what somebody will pay for it.
Right.
And whether it's here or it's there, it could be not the same thing. Mm-hmm. Same place here, same place over there. Depending on all kinds of things, even mm-hmm. roads. So
my hope is, and you know, I always say this, and it doesn't always work out that way. You know, your value, even though your value increases, if there's a way that we can lower the mill levy, it shouldn't have a huge increase on your taxes.
Yeah,
you know, because if everybody in the county is assessed that much more, that pot should be bigger. And you know, we don't go up. You know, if you go up 1.5% or what we're allowed to do, hopefully that mill levy can come down some. And that's sure my hope. The thing that I will say is, you know, the school gets out of your tax dollars
80%.
No, it's about 71% of every tax dollar goes there. So we'll do everything we can do. They need to, you know, they could tighten their belt some doing that. Helps out, but yeah, I agree. I agreed when I opened mine up too. But I agree. I just don't know what to tell you. It's a terrible situation.
Yeah. Well, I understand what you just said, and I do agree. People need to live within a budget. You need to come up with a realistic budget.
Yeah.
And you can't just say, raise your taxes. Yeah. You know, there's a limit to it, and I think we're way beyond it in this county.
Well, unfortunately, too, Leo, you got to remember something. We as a Board of Equalization don't sit around and say, okay, County Assessor Christie, Santa Frank, we're gonna hike this up. It's dictated from the top of the state. There's so much dictation what the state tells us what we have to do, and then it's our as a county or Board of Equalization and taxpayers, where we got to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to hire your Franks and your Sams and the time that Christie takes to try to figure out, you know, what is equalized with everyone, what makes sense, what are the sales. You know, that's where it all boils down to. You know, and I tell people this on the street all the time, you know, just what I just told you. It's a dictation from the state.
Yeah.
And most people understand that. They're like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, we're not sitting around thinking, well, let's raise everyone's taxes. Hell, mine went up $130,000 on value. My house did. I mean, and realistically, it's probably lower than what it probably should be, you know, in my eyes. But I don't know. I feel bad for everyone, believe me, especially, you know, people that are on fixed incomes and et cetera. I get it, believe me. But I think Bob made a good. I think it was a good conversation. It ain't what you want to hear. I understand that, but I cannot foresee us taking it down to where you want it to be at. I mean, period. I mean, 294 probably all day long. Just one quick 30-second. Betty Cooper, my aunt, lives on the river. Okay, she moved to town and she put her house up for sale. 24 hours, she sold it, $360,000, just like that. And she wanted 350, and the realtor said, well, let's go 360. People come in and looked at it. Next day, they give full offer. Couldn't believe it. She was ecstatic.
I bet.
I mean, seriously. I mean, so, and that just happened a few months back. But anyways, we appreciate you coming in. And like I said, we as a board, we try to do the best that we can what we have to work with. Okay? It's not easy, I promise you. And it's not fun. But it's reality, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I got to speak my opinion, so I thank you for that. And I hope you give it some real consideration and weight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because that was 194. Who's next here?
211.
211?
Okay, 211 there, right in the same neighborhood there in Jackson, on the river. 2.06 acres of land. The homeowner, Mr. Engel, purchased the property, according to him, 2018 for $205,000. He indicated that the property was in need of maintenance and work. Brought in a large amount of pictures, and the pictures are a part of the report.
Okay, so he was at
209 last year, 287 this year.
Okay.
And what we did is we looked at the quality of three, which appeared to be reasonable. According to the pictures and the indications of the interior of the property there, we looked at a change in condition from a 3.0 to a 2.0, which would be a fair condition. Also, looking at the property there, we discovered that there was a fireplace within the interior there, so we added that. And the third thing is that we corrected the sketch on the property there. And what you're going to see there when you come to that sketch is...
Is it up higher?
I think it was up higher.
It just went up there, Sheree.
It was up towards the...
Just...
Oh,
right there.
No, I think that's up.
That's not it.
Up higher?
Go up.
Yeah, go one more.
Up.
My mouse is
going to... One more.
Right there.
No.
Not that one?
No. I don't think it's that one. I think it's... Maybe it was that one. There, okay. There it is. On the. There was a another outbuilding on that sketch originally there, and so we corrected that. And what you're seeing there for the sketch is the correct for the entire property there.
Okay, so 209 to 280 something down to 279.
Yeah.
Correct?
So with the addition of the fireplace, and by the way, there I received a message from Cherie's office there that the homeowner stated that the fireplace does not work as part of the problems with the interior of the dwelling. So with that reasoning there, we. Reduced the condition of the interior of the dwelling there, and consequently, by calculating the new condition there, we're making a recommendation of reduced in value to $279,420.
Okay. Neil, you have anything you want to state or?
Good morning.
Yep, good morning. Good morning.
Neil Engel. I guess, let's see, 279. I guess with what I had submitted, the pictures and everything that I talked to with Frank here, we had talked about, in my eyes, fairly major maintenance items with that property that... had been put off by the previous owners, and I guess that's what I portrayed to you about, my struggle with the proposed value of it, and I'm not talking, I'm not talking paint, I showed pictures that whole property is. It is what it is. I know what it is. I own it. I bought it. But the fact of the matter is, it's riddled with items that do not function. For one, the fireplace, which you and I, it slipped through the cracks. We didn't talk about it. Not only does it not work, but there's nothing in it. It's there. It's got the windows on it that shut. But as far as, you know, the things inside of it, gas fireplace, the chimney, you know, chimney's capped off, fireplace is just non-functional. I've got pictures of deteriorated windows, you know, that are aluminum wrapped windows, they're wood interior. The previous owners had put off painting and siding repair. You know, those windows are to the point where they're leaking. They've got water damage to them on the interior, which I've addressed on the outside with, you know, new siding. But tough windows. We have a bathroom on the second level. The shower is, it's, I mean, to come in here and show you people pictures of that shower, for one, is, you know, it's, for me, it's embarrassing, but you need to see it because it needs work, you know, and we're working on that. But
when did you buy it, Neil? What, 2020?
The end of 18.
18?
August of 18.
18.
But
205 was.
You know, that bathroom on the second level, the shower leaks, and I haven't got to repairing it, but I mean, it's leaked bad enough that it's
right there.
You know, previously it had leaked down onto the ceiling on the lower level. I mean, I've got sheetrock damage down there because of that right now. That bathroom as a whole is very undesirable.
And the condition is what? What do we have it at?
We moved it down to a two.
Fair,
two?
Two, yeah, fair condition.
Two.
If we can scroll through.
Interior, the interior is dated.
Mm-hmm. So when you go from a three to a two on a $250,000 property, it makes about $10,000 difference. Is that what you... Because that's what...
Well, it was... we went from 287,775 to 279,420.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking at
$9,000 or $10,000.
You know, and along with the siding, I've done work there. I have repaired like the worst of the worst. But there's, you know, we didn't do it all. There's a picture in there that shows, you know, some of the siding where it's been painted, and it has flaws in it still, and it's wood, so the flaws are they are rot, you know.
Okay, well, 5 years, you've been there 5 years roughly, value's gone up $70,000. And I understand, you know, the quality, they changed it down to the two from a three. Again, you got 2.0 acres, and you live down the road from Leo and Barb. You got some outbuildings here on the river. Back to, you know, Chair Giese, Bob Giese's question, you know. And I hate to even use that question. I hate when people say, "God damn, if the county write me a check for that, I'd take it right now."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I hate the question that people say, "Well, would you sell it for that? I mean, it is what it is."
Yep.
But let's face it, you know, when it comes right down to it, you probably wouldn't sell it for that, Neil. I wouldn't think. I'm just throwing that out there.
I would consider. You know, everybody knows that owning a property, for one, simply is not easy. You know, I mean, it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just to possess it, maintain it, acquire it. But then, you know, the workload that comes along with the maintenance, you know, large maintenance items that have been, you know, put off in the past. And, you know, so looking at that, you know, yeah, for $300,000, I would definitely consider it. You know, it's it'd take a workload off a guy, but I don't know.
But that workload always comes somewhere else, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I mean, the grass isn't greener on the other side. I don't care.
Right, But no, I mean, you could go on for quite a while. Frank and I definitely took a while with Frank. But, you know, the things like the attic fan and, you know, not being operable. You know, people might say, well, just put an attic fan in. Well, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it than that as far as, you know, I'm not going to cut a round hole in the shingles and put a new attic fan in. But, you know, what's currently existing there is not what a home would normally have. You know, the guy that built this place is definitely a scavenger, you know. Yeah. I mean, we got a lot of homemade lot of homemade stuff here, you know. And you can't just remove it and replace it. You know, it's not going to the store and...
It's not going to fit. It's not
You know, and that goes even for good quality stuff too. You know, things are always different. But but just the maintenance and the quality of the interior. You know, sheetrock, just definitely poor quality sheetrock inside of it. You know, the seams and.
What's the lowest quality number?
One would be like unlivable.
One.
Unlivable. Okay.
Goes one and a half.
One and a half, two.
Okay.
You know,
and this is two. This is two. So this is,
you know, just simply another big one. It doesn't sound big, but you know, we don't have a hood for our stove. Well, it's a Gen Air, and you know that ventilation's underneath. Stove isn't worth. You know, it's old. It's original. It's not worth revamping under foundation stove ventilation for an old stove. So you're looking at, you know, installing.
Was the old Gen Air vented properly to start with? Was it vented out below?
It was vented out below. Proper? No.
No.
Absolutely.
Outside the building or just
it was outside, yeah, okay. Yeah. Matter of fact, the wiring that went out there was, I'm surprised it didn't start a fire. You know, it's a fan in a plywood box under the ground, you know, in a retaining wall. It's just, you know, and, you know, as far as someone looking at it, you know, potential buyer, I mean, that's an expense, you know, and people know that. Anybody that's owned property before, I mean, they start looking at the stuff. They know what's going to
cost. He might not have been the best carpenter, but it sounds like he was pretty creative.
He was creative. Oh, definitely. But, you know, those are big things. So.
Okay, Neil, well, listen, thank you for coming in. We'll consider everything here.
I would appreciate
with
it.
With our final decision by the end of the day, I do believe in it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Okay, you folks, come on up, if you don't mind. What number are we talking here, Sheree?
195.
Mulberry, Dakota City?
Correct.
All right. So you was at 313.47 with a 348.415.
Correct.
Okay.
So is this where I defend myself or is it?
Go ahead. Why don't you let Frank go first?
All right, go ahead,
let's
Frank.
Let Frank.
That's what I figured.
Sam, it's actually
Sam.
Oh, Sam. All right. Hey, Sam. Yeah.
Good to meet you in person. Dakota City, Mulberry. It's a newer home, two-story house. And you probably know it when you see it. It's sold a few times over the years, but it's got a two-car garage. Built in 2013. And
the better pictures.
It's Benson, right, Mr. Benson?
Yeah.
You know, he made it. His argument is equalization. He took a lot of neighboring homes around his house and looked at presenting increases and various differences and such. But the Mr. Benson purchased the property in 2022 at $340,000. And this was one of the few ones that was, and I know, like, Christie's job's impossible. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone, but to get anything to line up is impossible. But this one did come over the purchase price of 2022. And, you know, as the board knows, you know, the sales from 2021 and 2022 value 2023. So at the end of the day, I mean, I do believe there's probably a few homes to look at in the area, but I felt like the at the end of the day, in fairness to the Bensons and to the other owners, that if you did purchase a property for a number, then they set their own market value for the property, and I did include the purchase price there. So I did disagree with both the assessor and the owner in this case, and went in the middle at the 340 number. Again, and I'm using the market influence there. I didn't use any sort of math. I used what the market said it was worth at the time in 2022.
Okay, so where we, what number are we at then? 340?
340,000 even.
340 even?
Yeah, you know, I'm an appraiser. This is what I do for a living.
Really?
If I was out there and I saw a bunch of sales and I felt it was worth it, I would call it good.
It sat on the market for like almost a half a year. Not, I mean, like, we were the first ones that really made, I think, an offer, to be honest. I love the house, I love the community, but, I mean, with that kind of an increase, when the average is 94% of purchase price, and I understand that can go up to 100%, totally understand, but, I mean, when everybody else in my, I took every single property that bordered mine, every single one of them, and the average was about 2.5% increase between all those properties. Ours was over 11.5% increase. That's a pretty disproportionate increase with the rest of the houses in our area. And like I said, I understand that we purchased it in the last year and a half, but that doesn't, someone purchasing the property doesn't really affect the market price. The market price is what the market price is, regardless of when it's being sold. So, I guess I don't feel that it should be quite that high. I put down, I think, what, 331,000 or 329, somewhere in there.
329.
Just because I felt like that's double the average of the increase. That's a 5% increase instead of 11.5. And, you know, that's about 94% of the $340,000. That's why I put that down, because I thought that was more in line. 340, you know, fine. If we go to the full 100% of what it was sold for, also fine. But it seems that we're climbing a little high, and my concern is if this happens this year, well, is it going to be 11% next year or 5%? Then all of a sudden we have this, we're pushed so far ahead of where some of our neighbors are at that I'm never going to be able to get what I'm even assessed at in my sale. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. Anything else you have?
No. You want to? I have all the documents in there with the stuff.
Okay.
So.
All right. We appreciate you stopping in, and we'll consider. Like I said, we'll make.
So the assessors were at 348 after your.
So then went to 340 on his.
Yeah, and I did recommend to remove the fireplace from the record there too. There was a fireplace being included there.
There was one, but they. When they remodeled it, the Solzbacks, they covered it up. We didn't even know that there was a fireplace.
His brother does construction.
Built it.
You can see the seam.
You can kind of see the seam.
So
it's,
that we knew.
It existed, but it doesn't now. So.
Is Neil... Matt, go ahead. Let's finish this up.
Yeah. What was it?
No, I have a question on Neil's.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Thank you. On Neil's with his fireplace, where it you know, doesn't even have the guts in it to be a fireplace, is that fireplace... have to stay on the deal, even though it's not functional.
Functional.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty.
It's
still a fireplace.
It's a water hazard is what it is.
Yeah, it's drafty. You know,
it's drafty because it ain't working.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Occasional bird.
Okay.
Bad.
Yeah.
All right.
But we tried to compensate that by... You know,
just lowering it to the two.
Yeah.
the part of the reasoning.
My mom and dad also have a fireplace that doesn't work. Still mm-hmm. there.
So just so the 313 was the value before on this gentleman here.
Yep.
And he paid 340.
Mm-hmm. He paid 340 for it.
That's what I thought.
And that's part of the sales study for this year.
Okay.
I felt like I'm just projecting the board in the sense that if Mr. and Mrs. Benson take us to Turk and they bring in a sale price of 340, I mean. It's unlikely that the county would win at the state level. Even though the argument would be the market is increasing, therefore you can increase it over that sale price.
No.
And then they're going to bring in their transfer statement at 340, and then it's, but I'm just saying that's typically not a good use of county funds to fight against a recent sale.
Excuse me, I'd just like to ask this question based on what your answer was. The county assessed the property for more than what it just sold for? Is that what I'm understanding, this guy Benson's?
Because it was a fireplace.
This one was assessed. The proposed value was $348,000, and the sale price was $340,000. Yeah. So that's why we recommended a reduction.
From the
$348,000?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So,
I thought it was all based on the market.
Well, it's
the market. That's where the price base is from sales.
Right, yeah. So statistically...
No, it's the county, the assessor, that said, nope, we're going to charge him more for that. We're going to assess it for more. You just said that.
Well, when you're dealing with statistics, there is, a range. It's going to come into our range. Now, some of them are going to be at 92 or 93%. And some of them might be, like in this case, at 101 or 102 or whatever it is. But the reason we have the protest, though, is to kind of correct some of these errors.
Thank you for saying the error there.
Well, on the flip side, if the values are too low, like it happened about 6 years ago in this county, the state will come in and raise the entire county 5%. It goes both ways. It literally goes both ways.
Yeah, 6, 8, 10 years ago, I remember going through all this, but okay. We have a lot to go through, and we could sit here and talk about this all day long, but we got meetings all day long, so if we're done with everything, I'd like just to move on to 6 so we can get everything going on here. You good with that, Neil and Leo? We got a lot. You guys, we'll let you guys, will get a piece of paper in the mail knowing what we have going on. What our final decision is at the end of the day here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And they can protest to Turk.
And after that, you can still protest to Turk if you wish on the state level. Whatever, we come up with here, and then you still have another step if you wish.
All right.
All right, thank you, guys. Okay, number 6 protest is Mark.
Dakota City, Mark Sayer, 610 North 10th Street. It's a newer house, three-car garage on the corner.
277, went to 350.
Mr. Sayer, brought in a few equalization comparables. And it was moving, in my opinion.
It was moving?
It was moving. How do I want to say it? I felt like if the one property he brought in was that number, then his couldn't be that number in that idea. But I felt, again, to avoid a state hearing, I recommended a reduction for Mr. Sayer. 315. I don't have a lot of math except for, I had the sales of 1307 Mulberry Street at 315, and then I had 1405 Mulberry Street, which we just talked about.
1618-870.
It's kind of one of those tweener houses that it's hard to.
315 was what Christie's number was 350, which I think that's more likely the true market value. I just think there's an equalization problem right now with a few of the houses over in that particular area. But my recommendation was 315, and again,
Sam was moved.
I felt like he made his case. If you look at the house he brought in, they cannot be the same.
Okay.
They cannot be.
Okay, so 315, right? That's what your recommendation is?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Like 5 minutes ago. Number seven.
Number seven, this is, again, this one is, okay, this is in South Sioux City. This is Chokecherry Lane. It's a split-level house. This one, similar scenario as the earlier Mulberry Street house. We have a sale here.
We've had a ton of sales on those.
Yeah, April of 2021. I agree the market's increased since April of 21. However, sales 220, that's what I called it.
Okay.
So for, again, all the conspiracy theorists, you know, that we always agree with the assessor, you know, this is what four in a row that we did not agree, so.
Okay.
Sorry, I gotta write this down.
I think it's, the problem here is that if they did take us to Turk, they have an extremely good argument against the county here, and I just don't know that it's worth the county's time.
Okay. We're not in Omaha. Go ahead. Number 11.
James Carolyn Starks. This is 760 155th Street, Dakota City. It's an acreage manufactured home. They have a detached garage and a metal outbuilding.
90s restroom. Go ahead.
This one, it's a
double wide.
It's a nicer manufactured home.
He's put additions on
227 to 247.
No, change.
Not even that. No change.
If you look at the building and that house, even though it's manufactured, they might have some condition issues inside, but the outside looks really nice. Kind of balanced it out there. The inside might be a little less than average, but the outside is more than average. No change with our
okay. I don't mean to keep bringing Leo up. He refused to let them on his property.
I'm sure he did.
Josh came back and told us.
I'm sure he did.
And we got his pool by aerial photos. And we got y'all done about that, too.
Whatever. Just keep doing your job. Okay, number 12. Lori?
Lori Maurer.
Mar.
Ithaca Way. We're going to see Ithaca Way a lot today. I'm sorry. Everyone on Ithaca Way got the raise.
We had this problem. We talked about this 2 weeks ago.
I agree. It's a huge increase. It just hasn't. It's been undervalued for many years, unfortunately. I had so many sales that were over this price. This is a decent 4-acre property. It's 1,000 square feet and a beautiful building. She did a lot of research on stuff that was, I mean, she gave me a 10-year-old sale, which I haven't seen in a while. You know, that's kind of, for us, that's kind of ancient history. This house sells for $318 all day long, unfortunately for her. It was unfair to her neighbors to not have her.
There's hers.
That's the home. That's the subject property there.
Is there pictures here?
No? Yeah, there should be.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a big metal building. Decent split-level house with a detached garage.
It's got a sunroom on the back. That
yeah.
Have.
It's. I feel for her, but it just hadn't been raised in a long time, and that was really an issue. Not that it was overvalued.
No, I agree. Like you said, Ithaca Way is going to be a topic today.
Yeah.
Probably with other ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Lori. I like Lori. I've known her forever. Her and Larry are good people.
She,
God rest his soul, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She said something about your dog or something. She said something about your dog.
Who, me?
Lori.
Lori Marr.
I can't remember. She said something. I don't know. She mentioned that she knew you.
Maybe he is a dog.
She wants me to be her dog.
No,
God damn.
Man.
It's like I tell people, hey, just because I'm attached, just because I'm chained to the tree doesn't mean I can't bark at the porch. Right?
True. Very true.
I don't know what that means, right? But I just said it.
No.
It sounded really good.
It did sound good.
Okay, Juan Ramirez. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Juan Ramirez.
Ramirez. This is East 29th Street.
129 to 138?
Here,
show us the picture.
Yeah, it's like a Cape Cod, 1.5-story house. Again, there was, I have absolutely nothing here to make me feel like, you know, we should change. And most of, a lot of what we heard was no additional changes, no remodeling.
You know, on paper, I'm just curious. In a situation like this, and everybody has the right to protest, I don't care if it goes up, you know, some people will protest that they want it more, right? Okay. But in a situation like this, what does it cost the taxpayers for us to hire you?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Over something like that, that we're going to probably end up getting $50 maybe a year, $100. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I totally agree.
I mean, I just want to say that is all.
Yeah, Leo bitched about hiring.
I know.
Why aren't you guys hiring?
Yeah, because that's not our specialty.
Well, he yells at Sam about that.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, wrote a letter about it.
Okay.
This 138 is a gift. Honestly, he should send Christy
here.
175,
180
on the market.
Oh, exactly.
Okay, this is Brandon. Is it Strett?
$34.
$34 bucks?
Or $10,000.
A manufactured house in Dakota City on 17th Street. Basically, we just changed the condition from
90 to 106 to 96.
96. I concurred with Christy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to see the house?
Huh?
Do you want to see it?
Yep.
Let's take a peek at it. Just to see what
$100,000 house looks like.
Yeah.
And they're selling. That's what's sad.
And
you just had some sales.
Yeah, even a manufactured house.
Is over
100. I work for banks that finance them. I do agree it's slightly harder to finance a manufactured house from a large bank, but there are several local banks that will finance them.
Price those things new these days.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They're
cool.
They're big bucks.
The quality of people are
pretty good. They get better.
Yeah.
Number 22.
22 is Jeffrey and Mary Calhoun.
Oh, boy.
1 acre. This house is 1,972 square feet. It's got a three-car garage. It's on Sunset. This is Scott's neighbor again.
The Love Edition.
The Love Edition.
What did we change?
What did you change? I went by your recommendation there. The two, yeah, there was
We can change addition from a 4 to a 3, just because it's not a brand new house anymore. So we just lowered it back down.
What year was that built?
This is 1972.
No way.
Yeah.
It is 2001, sorry.
I was going to say, that was about, yeah. Anyways, yeah. So you guys adjusted it from 3,260.
From a brand new house to just an average house.
It's 3-something, but yeah, I concur with Christy here.
323, and that house is fancier than mine, and I'm at 430-something. That makes a lot of sense. Pretty equalized out there in El Peter Division. All right, what's the next one? Not.
We got Martin.
Like anybody
can talk.
Not exactly.
Vine Street in Dakota City, manufactured home again. This one was interesting.
I actually want to raise it because he had buildings we didn't have.
I inspected this for the board.
Sam went out and actually took pictures and talked with him.
Bizarre structures. He had a... that is a hoop building, but it's literally being held down with
tie straps.
Like those ratcheting tie straps.
Yeah,
that's right. Interesting.
But the other two buildings we didn't even have, so I added them. That's what the value was.
I love the hillbilly. I said.
I felt the condition accounted for the property. I said no change. Christy is.
I added buildings, so I made the line higher.
So that's probably right if you put the buildings on there.
So it's up to you guys, whatever you want to do. It is a
Sam, did you have the buildings in when you...
I did not have the buildings, but I didn't feel like they were worth a whole lot, to be honest with you. The back building was kind of big, but it's kind of a cobbled-together shed, and then the other one had the ratcheting straps holding it down. So, I mean, it's...
You see them when I tied it to the bumper?
Yes, it was just... I mean, you guys... I was in a suit, and it was hot, and then I'm measuring this thing, and...
He had it tied to the bumper of a truck.
It was not pretty. I'd never seen that before. But
okay, so we're going 59. Is that correct?
That's up to you guys. Whatever you want to do.
I mean, $59,000.
$59,000.
Don't buy nothing.
Can't buy a pickup for that.
Nope.
You're so right. You can't. Housing. I'm not going to disagree with you on that one.
Some of the new Polaris Razors and Generals and stuff, that need one little more than that now.
Really?
Yeah. Once you have the whole cab, like Jeeps.
Okay, we're on number 33.
Okay, Abraham.
West 17.
Okay, this is West 17. This is the nicest house on the west side, built in 2019. It's a ranch. It's over 2,000 square feet. It has a three-car garage. It looks like a house straight out of Rotunda, yes.
Who's that? What's the address?
West 17.
415 West 17.
Oh, that one. Yeah, stuck in there.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Every year.
And I totally agree that the cost to build it is probably 480 something, like Christy has. I made a functional adjustment.
That's all his paperwork.
He brought in stuff that didn't matter. That's the house.
Nice house. Yeah, it's a nice house.
It doesn't belong in that area at all.
It is.
No.
Oh.
Absolutely the best house in the neighborhood by triple.
So is that's the one, Sam, you and I had that discussion about.
Yes, sir.
It's 417, is that where we have it at?
I made the 481.
Or 481.
Is the cost to rebuild, which I think is about right, because that house in Rotunda is 480. I mean, we've seen them. They're like 499.
But then that got into the question, remember I told you about the if he went to Turk, mm-hmm. and he said, look, all these homes around here are X amount
per square. He would be equalized with a house of the same caliber.
Yeah.
But would we get beat because of where it is?
Right.
Right.
And it's a coin flip at that point. I mean, I gave him a reduction. I said, I did some math here. I actually ended up at 7%. He's super adequacy. This is a Fraser term. He overbuilt it too much that it's not valued completely. I call it 449. I think that's as fair as we can be.
I think that makes more sense. I mean, 481 for a house on West 17th. I get it. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a big home, but who? I mean, is somebody going to go in there and give him 400?
He asked me that exact question.
And I'm just wondering, would they? You know,
it would be very difficult. I think. The other thing is, though, that it is better than everything else, so it has to be over everything else.
Now, I guess, by $150,000, I would guess, in that neighborhood, probably.
Right.
At least. But, I'd go with that $449.
I kind of did a standard appraisal on this one and just did my regular adjustments and ended up there. The market kind of punishes you for, building in the wrong spot there. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go with 449?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking?
I would say, 449.
I think that makes more sense as well.
I think it's fair to him and fair to his neighbors.
It's 2,000 square feet?
Over almost 2,100,
Okay. I got to pee.
You need to take 5 minutes?
Should we take a 5 minute real quick? Is that okay? We'll take a quick 5 minute. Be back here in 4.5.
So there's no way that guy.
I'm ready.
Not bad.
I need a motion to come out of recess for the Board of Equalization.
I'd like to make a motion.
Second.
Okay, we got Brian and Troy for coming out of recess for the Board of Equalization. We call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, we're going to move on to consent agenda items. The approval of the previous minutes, July 10th, 2023. Need a motion to approve or any questions?
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Okay, we got Brian and we got Troy. Will you call roll, please? He just looked at me. I see him.
Is that Link? Wasn't
he? He raised his hand.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business. We got a hearing for Heartland Counseling, application for exemption from a motor vehicle taxes by qualifying nonprofit organization in 2008. Looks like a minivan, a Sienna van, VIN number ending in 159769. The vehicle is used by the staff to attend meetings and other activities to provide community support services. So basically, this application comes with the recommendation and approval by Don Bosque, the treasurer. Formality.
Correct.
Yeah, we do it every month, it seems like. So with that...
I'd make a motion that we do that.
Okay.
I'd second.
Okay. Marty and Troy, please.
I'm going to abstain from voting.
Okay. All right, Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Abstain.
Okay, so the board to consider the recommendation of the county treasurer and any other information obtained, so that we just went over that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. B, Christy... Assessor. She is requesting approval of the plan assessment for Dakota County for the years 2024, 25, and 2026.
Oh, the three-year plan. Yeah. I gave it to Cherie. It's nothing new. Change the years and different projects we have to complete.
23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Just our projects we have done.
So Christy has her three-year assessment. We need a motion to approve the plan for her office.
So moved.
Bob made a motion, and Brian seconded it. Will you call roll, please?
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. C, Christy, assessor, requesting approval of clerical omitted tax list corrections. Errors, if any.
I do not have any of those, but I did want to discuss protest number 217.
Okay, what do you want to discuss?
So I went back to the office, and it's Tim Decker's. Went back to the office. They do have his building wrong. It was measured wrong.
Okay.
We went back in and corrected it, and that would reduce it to $299,365.
And it was 211, if I remember something.
311, 245.
Yeah, 311 I meant. 311?
Yeah, it was measured wrong. We had it right on the sketch. It did not carry down into the measurements down below. So I went back and remeasured it, recalced it, and it came in from 24,490 to 12,610.
Okay, so that is protest number 217. You want to change it from the 311?
To 299,365.
To 299,365. Okay.
Yeah, I'd second that.
Okay.
Scott, you made the motion.
I made a motion, seconded by Marty. Will you call roll, please, on the 217 correction?
Alrighty. Bob?
Yeah, is this, can we do this without what we already did earlier? Does this fall under that tax list?
Okay, so Kim, scenario is we approved everything. We were looking at, when Tim came in today, we were looking at, he had some issues with the buildings or whatever, and the condition, whatever, but the big thing was the size of his building that he had. So, with that said...
So we approved everything.
We approved everything. Now, Christy went back, double-checked, of course, after, you know, we approved everything. So now, of course, she's coming to us now, as you know, and saying she wanted to discuss the 217, which was Tim Decker's. And she did the recalculation where it's the $299,365 now.
And we just recessed to go to this meeting this afternoon from this morning.
So it's still part of the same,
meeting.
Meeting, yeah. So.
And it's just a clerical, more a clerical right. Than anything else.
So yeah, we either, my opinion, we either rescind and redo. Yep. Redo. Yep.
Because it's already been approved. Right?
Correct.
Yep.
So you just need a motion to rescind?
Yeah, whoever made them this morning, I think. The first and the second.
I don't know who, whoever made
the motion. I think that's who has to do it, right, Kim?
Yes.
Yeah, the people that made the motion has to resend the motion.
So
basically they're going to resend it and say, I want to withdraw the 217, correct? Mm-hmm. And then we can go back over this.
So this one, Christy, the taxless corrections, do you have any of this? Nothing there?
Nothing else?
Under this item?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So.
Nothing.
Okay, so it was Scott and Brian that made the motion this morning. So.
Okay, so I'll resend my motion on number 217. on protest 217.
Second.
I mean, you're going to resend your second?
Yeah.
Okay. So now do we need to go back and...
Do that one again. Yep.
Do the 217 here now. Not okay. So is it
so? Let me do roll call here quick. So
okay. Yeah.
So Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Scott, you can make your motion on 217.
Okay. So now, on the clerical correction on number 217. We're going to do the $299,365. Okay.
Make a motion.
That is my motion.
Second.
Did I make a motion originally? I don't remember.
You did.
Yes.
Okay.
Second your motion.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So now it's Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes. Okay. Anything else, Christy?
Nope.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Okay, number four, mail emergency business. Is there any, Sherry?
No.
Anybody from the public want to discuss anything from the Board of Equalization? If not, it is 2:54 and we are adjourned.
Make motion adjourned.
Second it. Do we have to second it?
Brian?
Yeah. Oh, you're back, all right.
Brian,
we made fun of you.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to do that?
I'll make the motion to adjourn. Yes. You just...
You're a little low central ground.
The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to... adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. Anyone on an agenda or not on the agenda item?
Hey, everybody. I want to thank you.
I am shocked. Dawn Bushkin, you're out there in public comment.
First time I've ever been up here, isn't it?
Well, welcome. Welcome.
I'm up here to thank you for the installation of the panic button. Appreciate that.
Does it work?
I haven't gotten an email yet saying it works.
Okay.
But at least they're installed and that's some good stuff.
Your remodel going okay? Everything inside?
I'm like, I accidentally hit it.
Where does that panic button go to?
It's to the sheriff's office.
You know,
this?
Yeah.
Oh, LEC. And the sheriff?
Sheriff, where's the panic button go to?
Comm center.
Oh, it goes there. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was told the one we had went to the...
Before. So it's going to go to the LEC, yeah. So you'll get everybody to come running.
Hey, if we need them, we need them.
Yep, exactly.
And I know we still need a couple, because I just talked to, or I had a voicemail from the guy from electronic engineering. I think you need one yet. They broke one or something. I don't know. We didn't. I think they did.
They did.
Meet your neighbors.
Well, thank you. I had someone question why we don't post our jobs that we have open for the county on our website. Is there any? I said someone asked me. I thought
that's off of my. I don't know anything about it. I don't know
who has access to the website.
Anybody?
Usually, at least in my experience, we had. Somebody at NAIC or MIPS, you just tell them, and they'll put it on your website.
Oh.
Each office did their own. I don't know. You know, everybody is kind of on their own, but some did Indeed. We did Indeed also, but I think each office.
So basically,
you
go on the .org, and then I'm assuming that you would punch in treasure. And then it would maybe say...
You have to send them an email for any changes to the right website.
Okay.
Right.
Because whenever we're going to be something going on or whatever, that's what we do. Okay. But I had someone ask me, so I thought I would ask. I have a question just wondering about the employee handbook that we, you know, spent time working on and have. Is that ever going to be adopted, or is it just the one that Zell helped us with?
Yeah, that's...
has fallen back on me, and I just haven't gotten it completed enough to give to the bring to the board yet.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem. I was just wondering what the status of that was.
That's, I keep moving it from each agenda because I'm not quite ready to.
You got a lot on your plate with budget and everything so else, so
that's
no,
on
no
me.
Problem. I was just wondering what
it's
the status
close.
Was. And I didn't know if everybody knew. There was a man that fell in the hallway on July 13th, and we did call the rescue squad because of his fall. And I understand there is going to be another guardrail put up, and I appreciate that because that little ramp thing there is a hazard to elderly people. So thank you for getting that the direction done.
I was gone that day. Okay.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else on any item not on the agenda? All right. Then moving on to item two, the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, approval of payroll claims. I have a couple of those that I want to pull out of there. Approval of accounts payable claims, approval of officials' reports, deeds clerk and clerk of court, approval of sheriff and jail quarterly reports for April to June of 2023. So can we do everything but payroll, Cam, and come back to that, or how do you? Yes. Okay. So everything but payroll, and then I'll fill you in on the payroll.
Okay.
So move everything but payroll.
Yep.
Okay.
Second.
Scott and Troy on everything but payroll. Call the roll, please. Or do we? Yeah, we'll vote on those first.
All right. So Brian.
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. We need names on all of them, Kim. We need names on all employees, or can I just mention there's three?
That's up to you.
Okay. So on the payroll, just FYI, we had some pink sheets in there now that are in there when people ask for pay increases. And my thoughts on the three of those today are that we don't do any of those because we haven't approved the budget yet. That's on Marty and my agenda and Cherie this week. There was a two in one office and one in another office, but they're all, you know, under the budget, and we approve those. But my suggestion is we hold off on all three until the budget is approved. And knowing that, also, as you guys know, there any pay raises will be retroactive anyway to July 1. So,
what date do we have to adopt the budget?
It's September.
Okay.
I think it's first meeting in September.
Okay. All right. So you got a month then.
Yeah, we have time. We have time. And that's the only reason. I'm not questioning the dollar or the pay, but only because
it's the time.
Budget, yeah, the budget has not been approved.
Okay. All right. So basically, with those three outstanding that you want to wait on, I will on B on the consent agenda. The consent agenda items, I will approve the payroll claims from July 9th to July 22nd, except the three pink sheets that was presented.
Okay. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that covers it.
I can go on if you want me to. Somebody do a second, so I don't have to go on. Everybody's shaking their head out there.
Was that you, Troy?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to with
Jesus,
those,
am I that bad?
Changes. Scott.
All right. Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
No.
Kristen, did you want?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on up.
Because one of them was hers, and they were actually all signed by me.
So. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I just want you to be aware that mine is not under the budget. It's out of the grant. Just so you knew that it wasn't coming out of the new budget that's being set.
Well, that kind of changes things a little bit then, doesn't it?
My budget has already been set by the
grant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what? Let's discuss then what she's asking for. What are you asking for?
I requested to go to 30 hours for the 4% raise.
30 hours?
I was at 24.
Okay. Obviously, the workload's there. Okay. And then, as far as the pay scale?
I was at 25. It would make me at 26.
Okay. All right. Discussion, obviously. I mean, obviously, it's grant-funded, correct?
Yep.
And you want to go from 24 to 30 hours, and you want to go from $25 to $26 an hour.
Right.
Okay.
And that's, we run into that in a few different areas. Emergency management is also grant-funded. A lot of the here in county health is grant-funded, so it's not a completely unique deal.
No. If you want to hold off, you can hold off. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that mine wasn't included in the budget.
I appreciate that.
Any questions for me?
No, I that's fine. Thanks.
And the other two were my two secretaries,
mm-hmm.
who have also covered that position under their regular pay. And
I guess I don't understand what
theirs is so
to give them, if it's
low
their budget.
Compared to others. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only other legal secretary is a wage cap for that job.
So under our budget right now, though, right?
Well, the budget years.
Do you have enough budget to cover everything yet?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
That's not the issue, right?
Yeah, no. It's the timing thing.
So, okay, so this, again, we talked about retroactive, okay? So mm-hmm. that means basically.
You're going to get paid that anyway.
Right. That means basically when the budget comes, gets into place and it's approved, they're going to retroactive back to the to this meeting,
mm-hmm.
is basically what's going to happen.
To the 1st of July.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, does she need approval to work 30 hours versus 24, or how do we go about that?
The pink sheet's in there for that, yeah.
That's in there for that as well? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the determination. You oversee that?
Yes.
Deal, and that's determined by you.
Yep.
So, I just thought for timing purposes that we, because we haven't done any other of those pay increases, only the union folks that were due raises for whatever. And that's why I bring it up today is the timing.
I previously tried to do the secretaries a couple of months ago and was told to wait.
Mm-hmm.
So resubmitting again, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
You have one, it's difficult to
right.
keep people happy when they see right. that.
Well, keeping people happy is important.
It really is, especially when they've been here and so far happy and working mm-hmm. and no turnover. Because we've had that too. Some 1-weekers and 1-monthers and people threatening to beat other people up.
Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
I think we passed though this last motion that mm-hmm. to not do it this pay period.
Okay, but can we get Kristen on a 30-hour work week then yet or not? If she has, huh?
I didn't do it.
Well, I know. I guess I should have asked a few more questions before I started babbling about motions. I guess I just didn't realize that.
If she goes to 24 to 30, does she get health insurance then?
No, you got to be at 32, don't you?
Stay up here.
For the grant, 30 hours is full time.
30 hours full time during the grant?
So I'm declining health insurance, taking dental and vision, and that'll be all grant funded. I was going to say something else. I don't know. What else did you ask me?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I think that was it.
I can't remember what I asked either.
I
it's with 75% like time off.
Right. Okay, well, I think unless we start rescinding everything again, which I don't think we want to do that, unfortunately, at this point in time, but I think we'll just wait for the next roundabout, right?
Yep.
Is that a fair statement?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Again, I know, believe me, Kim, I understand about keeping people happy. It's huge. It's important. But I think that you could probably go back to your people, and I'm not telling you what to say. You know how to run your own office. But unfortunately, you've done this, you know, a few months back, and so we got it again. But I would think that it's probably pretty positive that they're going to get what they deserve. I don't know how else to answer that. Does that make sense?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
Not really at all.
I mean, sure.
You're not. There's not no guarantee that they're going to get it after the budget's signed. We're not just saying that you're going to get these raises once the budget's signed.
Even listen to me. Let me back up real quick here. I'm going to take just 30 seconds. Now, if I would have known, okay, where this was coming and from and what it was doing, I think everybody knows which way I would have voted.
I know.
Okay, it wouldn't have been the way that I did. Okay, but so if I rescind and if Troy would rescind, it's still going to be a 3-2 vote.
Right,
is what it's going to be. So yeah, I'm just trying to let Kim know that I get people happy and it's very important. And I'm just trying to make things right by discussing with her is what I'm trying to do right now. That's all I'm doing. Okay, that's enough. Okay, so the motion. I made the motion. Troy seconded it. Everybody voted no, yes, yes, yes. Okay, next.
You done?
Jesus Christ, I don't know if I'm done or not.
All right, item three under new business.
What now?
Dakota City Fire Department requesting review and approval of amended inmate transport agreement. We have that in our packet. This was something we've had. Sheriff, if you want to comment on this, you certainly can.
Yes, yeah, that's why he's here. Craggy, come on down.
Well, if there's any questions.
Clint wasn't able to make it, so he asked me to swing over if you guys got questions on what's in there or why we're doing what we're doing. Just real basics. It's been 10 years since we've done a contract. So that's kind of why we looked at it again. And to be honest with you, like I told Bob, our board at the fire department looks at it every year. We're just kind of like, let's just deal with it next year. We were fine. We just kind of pushed it off.
Right.
But now it's time. Just so you know, last year we had 22 calls. This year so far we've had 10. So we haven't ever hit that magic number. Don't expect to.
This calendar year.
Right. This calendar year we've had 10 so far. So, I don't know if you got other questions or.
No, I think it's fine, and I'm glad. I talked to the sheriff one day about it, and he really appreciates what you guys do, and also from your standpoint and ours, getting the at least the 5-year contract in here now, it can be reviewed in 5 years. Maybe it'll go down. I doubt it, but at least for your and the board's
what did you go up from?
Protection.
What did you guys have like last?
$2,500.
I think it was $2,500.
Yeah,
and then I think we were a little less on the per call thing too. I mean, the other thing we ran into too is now with South Sioux, if we do call for advanced life support, we used to only have to pay if we got paid. Now we have to pay no matter what. So, I mean, that's $250 out of our pocket anytime we call for advanced life support. And, so.
Yeah, makes sense.
You should have to put that bill.
I'm totally for it.
Sheriff, anything to add?
No, just that we definitely need.
Yeah. All right.
I'll make a motion to approve the amended inmate transport agreement with Dakota City Fire Department.
Second.
Okay, Scott and Brian on the approval. Call the roll, please.
Right. Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. Item B, board to approve removing Willard Johnston and adding Nicholas Neiman, Veteran Services Officer, and Cherie Conley, County Clerk, as authorized signers on the account at Bank First for the Veteran Service account.
Okay.
Pretty pretty straightforward.
I make a motion to approve that.
Okay. Second. Marty and Troy. Call the roll, please. Cherie?
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes. Okay. Item 4, Old Business and Miscellaneous, Jolene Goebbels, Highway Superintendent, Road Report. Jolene?
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. We had 273.5 hours maintaining, 21.75 hours of overtime, 41 hours on trees, 8 hours patching the Jackson East Bridge, 12 hours on 240th Street Culvert, 16.5 on South Bluff Road, 7 on 164th, 3.5 on Hall Avenue Culvert, 4 hours on Wibble Creek and I Avenue. 37.5 hours of patching. Disregard that. I obviously missed that from the last time. 8.5 hours mowing. 126.25 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 410.66 tons of three-quarter clean. That number is not right either. Boy. Well, I'm not good at multitasking today.
What should that number be?
More than that, because I think we hauled 635 tons into the yard, so I would say we're probably at least about 1,200 out on the roads. And then we had 6 hours on sign repair, and then as you can see, several concerns for grading and a couple for gravel. The 152nd Street asphalt, Frank's asphalt was out there last week on Friday, I believe, and got that patching done.
Out by the airport.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I seen that was done. I was mowing out there.
Yep.
Had a little meltdown with the mower.
You did?
Yeah. Called Brent, told me to call Robertson, the PTO shaft that it's covered up, you know, by plastic. There's some kind of a safety chain that holds mm-hmm. that into place, and it got wrapped up and everything. So I stopped in there, so I don't know what it's going to take to fix it. I think it's more of a safety issue than anything. So, okay. Anyways.
I talked to Tim Lamprick again about Dove Trail, and he wants to do a little more research. And then who met out there with Brent that one day? Was that you and Troy?
Yeah.
He wants to sit down and have a meeting, Tim does, about this once he kind of reviews it a little bit. There's a discrepancy out there of about 20, 30 feet. And
he wants to discuss,
he's going to have to go out in a greater area to try and figure out where that discrepancy is. So he's just wanting to know how far you guys want to take this. So he's going to come in the courthouse this week and check things out a little more, and then I'll call you guys and set up a time we can meet with him again.
I think it's been discussed too many times not to get an accurate... You know what I'm saying?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's a little bit of a mess out there, so...
All right, thank you.
Yeah, Jolene, just FYI, somebody told me about Gunner doing their road really good.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
I know you don't get too many of those, and he probably doesn't either, so tell him that...
He's a newbie, so...
Yeah, tell him somebody stopped me and
perfect.
Said,
okay.
Way to go. So
I'll let him know.
Yeah.
At the coffee every Saturday morning, the guys hit me up of when we're going to get out there by the golf course. They've seen the equipment out there and seen a couple of trees got moved. But
they've been working on it. We had to get permission from a landowner because we got to go and take some fence out because the trees are kind of wrapped up in a fence. We're talking on South Bluff, right? But the golf course, yeah. So we finally got a hold of that landowner. They had... 2 weeks ago, they had, I can't remember how many hours, but they were out there, and then they got a few more in, but yeah, we've got a list of South Bluff, Hall Avenue, 164th, all they're trying to tackle in the next 2 weeks, so definitely on the list. Good?
All right.
I got a little bit of rain hit and miss, it just made things...
Yeah, I got a lot of rain up by Emerson, and I was surprised when we got to Hubbard, and they were all getting ready to go out and do dirt work, and I'm like... It's not a rain that
Yeah,
it's
very
much
hit and miss,
so.
But I know that they're busy with what they have to do with, you know, the workload, so. All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next item, Sheriff Feinberg with a monthly jail report.
Hang on, what's today's date? I got to mark this on the calendar.
Oh, wait, it was supposed to be quarter.
Hold on, what day is today?
Sheriff, it's the 24th.
24th?
When did it switch? Mark on there when it switched to monthly jail report.
I know, here. Sheriff showed up for a meeting.
Ask Elizabeth. She sends them to me, so I'm like, okay, I'll put it on the agenda. If you want quarterly, that's...
Well, that's what the original agreement was. The order.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
We like to hear that.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, it's up to you guys.
June average per day, county 70, federal 20, juvenile 0, total in-house 90, 2022 calendar average inmates per day, 76 county, 19 federal, 0.36 juveniles, 97 total in-house, 2020 fiscal. 21-20 to the fight in there, 2022 fiscal, county inmates 90, federal inmates 19.
You got to turn and shake someone's hand.
That's funny.
She's going to call right now.
Secret Service couple marks. A bunch of black suburbies for it.
She is wearing a blue blouse today.
June marshals, 48,013. ICE, 1,778. And federal for June, just under 50,000. Fiscal marshals, 570,287. Fiscal ICE, 10,436. Omaha, South Dakota marshals, 3,700. Fiscal federal, 508,4468. 2022 so far for the calendar year is 325,950. Don't have any contracts in there right now other than the marshals. Phone commissary, $7,887. And we're up to $107.
For not having a full, I mean, a lot of inmates, that's a lot of money. I mean.
They spend on commissary.
Are you talking about the commissary, phone commissary?
No. I'm talking about the 107.16.
I've never seen it that high.
I haven't either.
Was there a particular incident or something, Sheriff, that you know?
We've got some inmates down. We've got one guy down in Lincoln that's just killing us. It's expensive. Crazy expense. As a matter of fact, they want us to come down and hire a transport company to take him to a doctor consultation. Not even... It takes two of us. We got to go down there
and
to load him up. We don't have enough to load him in. He's so big. You know who it is.
I know exactly who it is.
Is the new, you know, the court up there is going to do some, they're going to install that TV up there for...
Yeah, this is...
will that help at all?
That's fine. And that could help for transports.
Uh-huh.
But what's killing us is housing him in Lincoln. That's what's killing us. We can't house him here. He's too big.
Oh, okay.
And his medical issues are...
The medical issues are not even... Can't even go there yet. We're just going by his sheer size to try to transport.
What did this guy do to get in jail? Can I ask?
Shot at cops.
Hmm.
Allegedly. That should be something we should be talking about in the board meeting.
Right.
Jail spent $295,758 for the month of June. At 99%, total estimated yearly budget, 1% under budget, 93% total estimated, 93% total estimated yearly budget in 2022. So we're a little lower last year. Jail spent $44,000 more than allotted for June, which is 80% over budget. June bookings, Sheriff's Office 38, South Sioux PD 33, NSP 5, South Turnians 5, Fed 16, for a total of 97, and out of those, Dakota County residents was 36, other Nebraska places 15, Sioux City 29, other Iowa 12, other states 4, and homeless 1.
Yeah, so look at there. It's real simple to do the math on that. Over half.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. That hasn't changed.
No, I know, but it's just crazy that to try to compare Dakota County with other counties.
You can't.
I know you can. I've been saying it. I said it 1,000 times. You cannot.
Maybe back in the day when we were kids,
right,
it was a little closer, but the crime, the stuff that's going on now is amazing. It's in the last 4 or 5 years. It's just weird stuff.
The thing is, it doesn't matter how bad you are. We just don't have a way to raise that additional revenue.
You know, we just don't. We were, you know, we're the smallest county in the state. You take Cedar County, their total valuation is twice what ours is, and they might have four people in their jail.
I remember being over there with George Hirschbeck, God rest his soul, but Jesus Christ, he was talking to the guy like they were best friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one guy was in jail over there. He was talking. How you doing today, George? It's just like, God damn.
And, you know, South Sioux back, way back, when George was starting out, was like that. Yeah. But we're always going to deal with that. It's always going to be an issue here. If Sioux City wasn't there, we would not worry about money. We'd be like Cedar County or Dixon County.
Or more normal, anyway.
Yeah.
Dixon County, we couldn't even afford their bar tab. Especially... Okay.
All right. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Item C is approved project with monies from American Rescue Plan relief funding. We got last week. Mullen was here. There was a few offices. Asked about the shades, window shades in their offices. So we went around one day and asked all the offices, I think. We hit everybody on who wanted them, who didn't.
Shades cost more than windows.
Et cetera. So they're a, I don't know, Troy, what do you call them? They're a sheer a blind that you just pull down. They're not. They're real light.
So you just pull them down and they stop where you put them.
Yeah, yeah. They're real light, you know. And they got, there was like five colors. They got to pick out which color they wanted. And so this is cool. This is it for those that wanted shades. The only one we didn't do was the treasurer's office because they weren't sure how they were going to end up with that wall and the windows in there. But
that would be to come though, right?
Yeah. So, anyway, that is this Mullen invoice here.
I don't know what everybody's thought process is. Obviously, the people, you know, they're asking about it and they want it. And I don't know, how did it ever come up?
Well, some had them and have them now, yep. Like here. You know, we measured in here.
Yep.
And just...
You ever seen?
The thing is, the previous windows that they took out had the shades in the window,
yeah.
So we had
the
shades.
The old Pellas.
And now there's no shades. There.
Yeah, but you ever seen, like, houses in Phoenix, how they put the white, they're boxed out? I've seen them up in the dunes, but they're boxed out, and you just move them. They're like, they're really big wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can even pull them open.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a price for my son's house. Holy Christ. Again, it was almost as much as the windows. Like, nah. But this Mullen here, $86.40, I'll make a motion to approve it.
And that's installed.
That's installed for the offices that are wanting shades.
Second.
Okay. Scott and Brian, call the roll, please, Cherie.
All right.
Unless there's any other questions.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Can somebody tell me how much money we have left in that account?
$2 million.
Huh?
Like $2 million.
A couple million.
Got a quote for a desk. So I'll probably knock that down.
Yeah. That's good.
What's a desk nowadays? About $5,000?
No.
What?
We need a different one because...
Hand carved.
Wow.
African tiger wood.
Wow.
Gold plated.
I looked at that.
Where's that from,
next.
Kim? Not Office One or Eeks or
downtown Sioux City.
Sioux City, I don't know. Yeah.
Wow, not surprised.
No, we just haven't checked them all.
Okay.
With Eeks too.
That's yours.
Yeah, and I don't know. You got the book.
Need to have a script.
I don't know. Did you ask Kathy? You asked Kathy what hers may cost for the
just your copy.
Courtroom.
Didn't scratch me.
Those are our tax dollars. Well, kind of at work. They make them in the.
They're very pretty.
At the. I don't know where their facilities at. The Cornhusker.
Yes.
Industries. That's our federal or state inmates down there. They make. Well, they're the ones that came and
took the benches out of the courtroom upstairs.
Oh, they refurbished them?
They made the desk. You been in the district courtroom up there? Those, it's all done now? Mm-hmm. Well, other than the big TV.
I've been up there recently.
It's nice. Very nice.
Like the tables we sit at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So
what's going on right now?
They'll be good for another 100 years. So anybody else got anything on ARPA?
Should probably follow up with Mari's and see exactly what the status of that project is.
Yeah. Have you heard anything at all?
Yeah, I know that the final plot is in and it went through planning and zoning in South Sioux.
Oh, okay.
So you just need to touch base with them before that slides up.
I was kind of wondering about that myself.
Yeah.
Where he's at.
Yeah, because we're going to have a, and sooner, yeah, I mean, time flies.
If it is a possibility, we need to at least start and get a study on it to find out what it's going to cost.
Right. Because we have a...
You don't want to spend that money, but it ain't going to happen.
By Lake Iwana.
Is it? Lake Iwana.
Oh, okay.
That black
thing. Off at 110.
Okay.
We have a year and a half to commit. And we've spent not half
almost
yet of what we have, but
if we do a couple of road projects, that will eat it up in a hurry.
Yeah. So, or if there's anything else anybody has on,
the most important thing about that money is
nobody.
We're not burning through it like drunken sailors.
We're being
conservative about it.
Yeah, yeah, and again, anything, you guys have heard me say, anything we do to the courthouse or the grounds or whatever is going to be here for long after we're gone. So, and we don't get these chances, hopefully
this will be the only time ever, probably.
Once in a lifetime.
And everybody knows that I like a nice yard, and it wouldn't hurt just to see what a sprinkler, when it gets burnt up out here, it looks pretty shitty.
It'd be $50,000.
No way.
I'll bet it'd be pretty close.
No way.
Jenkins' daughter put hers in. It was about half the size. They had 21 on it.
Really?
Yeah. But get a bit.
All right, guys, have a good night. Nice talking to everybody. See you in a couple weeks. I'm taking off from Montana or tomorrow sometime.
Commissioner committee reports, Scott?
I don't think I have any.
Nothing?
Boy, hold on, I do. Bob and I met today. I don't know what committee this is, but we met with Kim in her office and on the unemployment hearing. Went well, I think. Kevin unfortunately didn't answer his phone or call in, so we give our testimony on everything, and they said they'll be getting back to us. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then mower's broke right now, but I got a lot of mowing to do. Get that next week. And
how are you going to do that when you're in Montana?
Well, I'll get it done when I get back.
Of course, it's not growing anymore.
It won't grow this week.
It won't grow this week.
Well, this is the problem. The weeds don't stop growing. They like heat. No. They like heat.
Anything else, Scott?
I don't believe so, but thank you.
Brian?
I have nothing
to do. Okay, Marty?
No, I did see on the news, though, where a bear killed a lady in Montana yesterday. Just for heads up.
But I don't have anything I'm searching for right now.
Troy?
I have nothing.
What are you hoping I'm going to get killed?
No, I'm just telling you. I'm warning you.
Okay,
all right. Be careful. Be careful out there.
I don't have anything either other than that I was at the Senior Center ribbon cutting last week. That went nice.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, I drove by it all the time. Was it great?
It was good.
Did they have anything fun in there or anything? Same old place?
The kitchen is obviously brand new. It is really, really nice. Their only problem right now is... they don't have anybody to deliver Meals on Wheels for lunch.
And
they don't have a vehicle. Unfortunately.
So basically,
they're not going to
explain them how that works. You go there, they make the meals, they throw them on a vehicle, you deliver them.
They do. And I think they did quite a few actually in
the time
county.
They did it?
In the county. I don't know how far they went, but. So, that's their biggest concern now. I think they're pretty good. And they're doing fundraisers and things like that. But just
a voluntary job. That's what I'm good at.
That's their big issue now. But otherwise, that's about it. Sheree, any mail and or emergency business? No. Okay.
I can make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Brian, motion, and Scott, I think.
I'll second it. Just as dumb as it is, I will second it.
All those in favor?
Second me, motion to me.
All right. We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Cracky, good luck to you.